or Smalls. Two shows, actually. I think it's two sold-out shows.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Pirates lost to the Braves last night by a score of 4-2. It's the Bucks and Braves again in Atlanta today. Game time 4:10. Zach Thompson expected to get the call to the mound for the Pirates. Elsewhere, Cards blanked the Reds 2-0. It was the Padres 9, Rockies 0. Giants over the Dodgers 7-2. Right now, the Rays taking on the Minnesota Twins in the top of the third. The Rays leading that game by a score of 3-2. The Washington Commanders yesterday fined their defensive coordinator $100,000 for comments he made earlier this week. Jack Del Rio called the attack on the U.S. Capitol in January 2021 a, quote, dust-up. And head coach Ron Rivera said that while Del Rio has the constitutional right to voice his opinion, he also needs to understand that he hurt a lot of people in the community. Tampa Bay Lightning are going to try to finish off the New York Rangers. The two-time defending champions are one win away from a third straight trip to the Stanley Cup Final. They are trying to be the first team in 40 years to win three consecutive Stanley Cups. The Rangers are down 3-2 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 6 is tonight. And what else? We had one other thing, and that is the NBA Finals. Stephen Curry scored 43 points to lead the Golden State Warriors to a 107-97 victory over the Boston Celtics in Game 4.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Thank you very much. Sunny skies for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 75. Chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, low of 60. Showers and thunderstorms Sunday, high 81. Sunday night showers, maybe a thunder shower, low of 64. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms on Monday and a high near 83. Next week is going to be a warm and muggy. Tuesday, 88. Wednesday, 92. Could have a pop-up thunder shower any of those days. Currently, just ahead of much more music, 78 in Beaver County. It's 70 outside our weather window, 71 street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT.
Turn that distraction down, time to play Drown the Clown. Here's the problem, the present job is to drown the clown. The weather woman's trying to tell us something. Turn that awful distraction down, time.
Sending good wishes out to John Flansburgh, recovering from injuries he suffered in a car accident on Thursday morning.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, and it smells worse than a wet horse. A burn in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music. I'd do anything for you, anything you'd want me to. All I want is kissing you and music, music, music.
Teresa Brewer on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Now say it one more time, please. Thank you. It was actually Gene Rayburn, who later became host of the Match Game on television, who lobbied for her to record that tune. It was originally released by Etienne Paris and Eddie Piano Miller, and Teresa Brewer's version was a Dixieland version, of course, and ended up doing very well for her. It became her signature song. Before that, Norm Geller, Where Is the Love? I'm Eric O'Brien. I know what I'm talking about if I look at the right list, and welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for the week. Good to be with you once again, and if you're looking for a holiday to celebrate, something off the cuff, off the beaten path, not just another federal holiday that you can take off work, June 10th is Ballpoint Pen Day. You'll find out more about that in an hour. Herb and Spices Day, it is also Iced Tea Day. Of course, the month of June is Iced Tea Month, as we found out last week. June 11th is National Corn on the Cob Day, which seems a little bit early because most corn is not ready until about late July. But why not celebrate it on June 12th, or 11th, rather? June 12th here is National Jerky Day, kind of like how I talk sometimes. It's National Peanut Butter Cookie Day. That's one of my favorites. It's also Red Rose Day. June 13th, National Weed Your Garden Day, which I think is every day, actually. Sewing Machine Day is also held on that day. June 14th, of course, is Flag Day. It's also Monkey Around Day. I'm not even going to touch that one. June 15th is National Nature Photography Day, National Prune Day, Smile Power Day, whatever that is, and Global Wind Day. And then June 16th is Fresh Veggies Day. That's always a good one. And it's also International Waterfall Day. Indulge me here. When I come back with the news items, I will tell you what Smile Power Day is. It sounds just a little bit off the beaten path. I want to know more. Here's John Fox. Only love can break a heart. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you. Summers are for taking it easy, and we've got just the right music to keep it that way. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
some of your favorite music is here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Not just some, all of it. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Lex de Azevedo and Half the Way, originally done by Crystal Gale. Before that, Jimmy Haskell and Put Away Your Teardrops, Ronnie Aldridge, I Got a Name, Frank Chaxfield, You're a Part of Me, and John Fox, Did Only Love Can Break a Heart. I'm Eric O'Brien, and Dateline, let's see, Queens, New York. A dad is speaking out after catching a Mets home run ball while holding his baby in the stands. Alan Alcantara was at Tuesday's Mets-Nationals game, this was a week or so ago, at Citi Field with his family and a church group when the ball bounced once out of the ball field and into his bare hand. Fans cheered as he made the catch just over a railing while clutching his one-year-old son. Alcantara credits the barehanded catch from his days of playing pickup games in the Dominican Republic. He gave the home run ball to his pastor, who took his family to the game. Well, that's nice. That's a pretty fun thing there. Betty White's former Los Angeles house is selling for over $10 million. The five-bedroom home was built in 1952 and has a beautiful backyard with a pool. When Betty died, she had lived in the home for over 50 years when she died earlier, late in 2021, December 31st, as a matter of fact. Her house entered the market in April and was listed for little over a month before selling for $10.6 million. Possible buyers were not allowed inside during the sale, and the listing notes the property would be sold for the land. The new owner's identity or their plans for the lot are still a mystery, so you can't really say that you're living in Betty White's house there. Meanwhile, a British Columbia music teacher who saw a bear lurking outside the school where he works managed to drive the animal away. Tristan Clausen, a music teacher at St. John's Academy in Shaunigan Lake said he was alerted to the presence of the bear sniffing around the wooden structure that houses the trash cans outside of the school. That's always bad news. Clausen said another teacher attempted to scare the bear by banging on a door. Oh, yeah, like that's going to do anything. So he said, I thought, well, I can do better than that, and I reached for my trombone and went right outside. A video recorded by a student shows the bear became startled by Clausen's playing and hurriedly left the area. He had a lot of attention in my direction and was figuring out what to do and decided discretion was the better part of valor. And he said the music teacher, Clausen, said he's trying not to take it personally. Well, you actually set the bear up for that, didn't you? I mean, come on. I bet you never done it like that, though. Here's John Gregory on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy.
Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm Carl Southcott, and you're listening to Eric O'Brien with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Blow me a kiss from across the room. Say I look nice when I'm not. Touch my hair as you pass my chair. Little things mean a lot. Give me your arm as we cross the street. Call me at 6 on the dot. A line a day when you're far away. Little things mean a lot. Don't have to buy me diamonds and pearls, champagne, sables, or such. I never cared much for diamonds and pearls, 'cause honestly, honey, they just cost money. Give me your hand when I've lost the way. Give me a shoulder to cry on. Whether the day is bright or gray, give me your heart to rely on. Send me the warmth of a secret smile to show me you haven't forgot. For always and ever, now and forever, little things mean a lot. Give me your hand when I've lost the way. Give me your shoulder to cry on. Whether the day is bright or gray, give me your heart to rely on. Send me the warmth of a secret smile to show me you haven't forgot. That always and ever, now and forever, little things mean.
Kitty Callan with the best known recording of that song. It reached number one on the Billboard chart in 1954 and also on the Cashbox chart that same year, and ranked as the number one song of 1954, Little Things Mean a Lot. And I guess it meant a lot to the little things, too. It also climbed to the top spot in the UK singles later in 1954. Before that, we heard Sven Lebeck and Rainy Day Song, and John Gregory, You Never Done It Like That. Meanwhile, here's Barry Devorsen with Bless the Beasts and the Children. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you. There's friendly talk and music that's comfortable to listen to. This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Have the blue. to win a little, lose a little, and always have the blues a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love.
It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Floyd Kramer there and Near You. Before that, the Frank Duvall Chorus and Glory of Love, Bernard Ebbinghaus, Even the Nights Are Better, Frank Chaxfield, Walking in Rhythm, Sid Dale with Summer Breeze, and Barry DeVorsen did Bless the Beasts and the Children. Earlier in the hour, I told you about Smile Power Day being a quote-unquote holiday on June 15th, and I wondered what it meant, and go out and give everyone you see a big, friendly, I like you sort of smile, and you never know, it might just turn their day around for the good. They may be having a bad day. Love may make the world go round, but a smile makes the world a happy place. A smile is so powerful that it can add years to your life, make you a happier person, make someone else a happier person, and it is a mood change for the giver and the receiver. So there you have it. That's what Smile Power Day is. And we have the music here to make you smile. Here's Charlie Bird and Scott Hamilton. It's a Wonderful World on SRE. Thank you. Henry Mancini takes us up to the top of the hour with a ride on the Silver Streak. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you? Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you. big man yesterday, but